sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Yitzhak Yonah Ben Chana, Maris Hena Miriam Bas Chana, Baruch HaVetzlacha B'chom HaSeidem, and Lili Nishmas, Maris Esther Bas Shmuel. We're going to be learning about the union of being Tomich Torah, Samach Zvulun B'tzeisecha V'yisachar Bo'olecha, a famous pasuk in Parshas Zos HaBaracha, based on the Sefer Mishnas Chaim, Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph. Zvulun, he said, Zvulun, you'll be happy when you go out, and Yisachar in his tents. Rashi says that Zvulun and Yisachar made a shutfus. Zvulun l'chof am yamim yishkon. Zvulun goes to sea. He dwells on the beach. V'yotzei l'pragmatia v'sfinois. He goes onto the ship. He does business. Ermacht business. And he's mistaker, and he gets paid. And then noisein l'toich piv shel Yisachar. He puts in Yisachar's mouth. V'heim yoshin v'oskin b'tar and shevet Yisachar. Zitzen lert. Sitting and learning gevaldik. And therefore, first it says Rashi, Zvulun, and then Yisachar, because the Torah of Zvulun was through Zvulun. Samach Zvulun b'tzeisecha. First comes Zvulun. And then Yisachar Bo'alecha, because the whole Torah of Yisachar was Haidei Zvulun. Makor of Rashi is in Bereishis Rabba, Parasha Ayin Beis. You can look there. And that Rashi writes, Noisen L'toich Piv Shel Yisachar. That, the Makor for that is, for that specific line, is in Vayikra Rabba Chof Hei Beis, where there it says V'nosin L'toch Piv Shal Yisachar. And what tak is the Pshat? It says Nosin L'toch Piv Shal Yisachar Nosin L'schar Ba'amolo. He gives him schar in his amo. Meaning that because Zvulun is Omol, he gets the schar of Yisachar, and therefore the pasuk starts Samach Zvulun b'tzeisecha v'Yisachar bo'alecha. Since he's noisein l'toich piv, what's pshat noisein l'toich piv? So in the Sefer Derech Sicha, he says he gives him a derech kavod, like a partner. You give the person a derech kavod. You can also say the pshat is that Yisachar doesn't have to be torech; he just brings it to him. Doesn't have to run after the Gvir. The Gvir comes to the Rosh Hashiva, not vice versa. In the Birchas Yaakov L'Shvatim, Zvulun also comes before Yisachar. Zvulun L'chof Yamim Yishkon, Vul L'chof Anios, V'Yachas Atzidain, Yisachar Chamor Gorim, Ravitz Beit Ben Amish Pesayim. First you have Zvulun's Bracha, and then you have Yisachar's bracha. Rashi says Zvulun is also in business. He's mamzi mazon Yisachar, and Yisachar is also in b'torah. And then he quotes the pasuk here in Vizos HaBracha: Samach Zvulun b'tzeisecha v'Yisachar bo'alecha. Zvulun is b'tzeisecha. He's going out to do business b'prakmatia, and Yisachar is also in b'torah in the Olim. Beginning of Zvachim, it says Shimon Achi Azariah, Shimon the brother of Azariah. Rashi says that Azariah was Osek in Prakmatia and business, and he supported Shimon, his brother. And they made a Tanai that Azariah gets Schar in the Limud of Shimon, like it says in Sota. Aleph Amid Aleph. He's going to get Schar and Olam Haba for supporting Shimon. That's why he's called Shimon Achi Azariah. In other words, Shimon, who is he? He's just the brother of Azariah. Like my kids say, oh, he's Chanaliba's father. He's Chanaliba's father. They only know me because of my daughter, my son. Why? The Iker is their friend, not me. The Iker here is Azariah, not Shimon. Shimon is just the brother of Azariah. Why? Because he supports. Because Azariah is supporting Shimon. So it's even more than a parent. A parent just brings you into the world one time. But here he's giving him life every single day. He's enabling him to learn. He's giving him Chai Olam, Chai Olam Hazan, Chai Olam Haba. So Shimon is called Al Shem Azariah. The Mechaber says in Siman Reish Mem Vav Sif Aleph, Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael Chai V'Talmud Torah, somebody who can't learn should support others. The Rama says, if he learned, and you can make a Tanai, that you'll be Osek B'Torah, you'll give him Parnasa, and you go 50-50 on the Schar. And the Groz Mitzayin, the Medrash about Yisachar and Zvulun, they have a 50-50. Some say it's not 50-50, some say it's 100-100. Now we don't find a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement by other mitzvahs. Like Reuven supports Shimon so that he can sit in the sukkah or take the Arba Minim. And then Reuven is going to get the schar of the sukkah, the mitzvah Arba Minim. Why do we only find this by Talmud Torah? And the Rama only writes this din by Talmud Torah. So we can explain, based on the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, that Avimi forgot his learning, and he went to Rav Chisda, who was his Talmud, to remind him. And the Gemara asks, so why didn't he call Rav Chisda to him? So he says, Hacha Mistaya Milsetfei, that Avimi felt that this would be more helpful. Because now he's toiling on his own, Rashi says. And Rashi's referring to the Gemara in Megillah, famous Gemara. Yagati Matzasi Tamin, if you toiled and you found, you should believe the person who says that. So we see that a Tanayin Liman HaTorah is Yigiyah. Because Lo Yagati Matzasi Al Tam, for instance, they didn't toil and you found, don't believe him. And the Yigiyah is not just Yigiyah to learn, Yigiyah is even to go learn. Chaim Shmulevitz brings this Gemara down. Even to go get to Svarim is Yigiyah. See from this Gemara? Just going. That's part of the Yigiyah. That's why Avimi went to Rav Chisda. Just the going is part of the Yigiyah. Torah is a ruchniyistik azach, so it's not just the actual toiling and thinking. It's also the toiling and getting there. It also helps. And this whole union of Yigiyah we only find by Limud HaTorah. There's no chisaron in other mitzvahs if you do them at yigiyah, but Torah, darf zayin mit yigiyah, you have to toil. So according to this, we can explain the union of Yisachar and Zvulun dafka by Limud Torah. Because since the yigiyah haTorah doesn't have to be dafka in the learning itself, it could be even what surrounds the learning, even going to the Talmud, going to get the Sefer, so to the working. When Zvulun works, that's also yigiyah. And therefore he could be zocha to the Torah. That's what it means in the Medrash, that he's noisin the soch pivshal yisocha, noisin his schar ba'amolai. He gets schar for his amol. Because that's also part of the amol, the yigiyah, the toil, that's part of the Talmud Torah. But by mitzvahs, there's no inyan of yigiyah, just the kiyum ha-mitzvah. And the kiyum ha-mitzvah is done by the person, not by the one supporting him. You say he does yigiyah, but that's not part and parcel of the mitzvah. Only by Torah yigiyah is part and parcel of the mitzvah. So he's still going to get schar. But it's not the same as by Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is as if you learned. There, you give him schar. You help somebody. You help somebody do a mitzvah, the Seder. But now you're not getting the schar mitzvah. But by Talmud Torah, you're getting the schar mitzvah of learning. Because you yourself did the yigiyah, the one who's supporting. And Abraham Chaim Brisk, another explanation was said, that we find Zvulun, Yisachar Zvulun Dafka by Limud Torah, not by other mitzvahs, is because Limud Torah, besides the Chiv Gavra, to learn, there's also a Chiv and a Cheftza, that the Torah has to be learned. The Iker is that Torah is learned, doesn't matter who's learning. So by other mitzvahs, there's a Chiv and the Gavra to do the mitzvah. But there's no inyan, additional inyan, that the mitzvah should be done, just by Torah. There's an inyan that the mitzvah should be done. Torah should be learned. And that stems nicely with the famous Griz at the end of Hilchos Brachos, the name is Father the Grach, that Birchas HaTorah isn't on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not included in Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a brach on the Torah itself. Because besides the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the Gavra, there's an inyan that Torah should be learned, and that's what the Birchas HaTorah is on the Torah itself. And based on this, we can understand Yisachar Zvulun. Zvulun supports Yisachar. and then Yisachar can learn, and Zvulun gets Schar. It's not pshat that Zvulun is getting Schar because Yisachar fulfilled his obligation to learn. No. Pshat is that Zvulun is getting Schar because Torah was learned through Zvulun. Because Torah is not only Chiv Gavri yourself to learn, but the Torah should be learned. So through Zvulun, more Torah was learned. And therefore he's getting the Schar for that Torah. The Lashon the Medrash, Beis Rabbi and Beis Hay, that Yisachar puts in the mouth of Zvulun, Vatorah Rabba be Yisrael. There's more Torah than the Jewish people. Through Zvulun, there's Ribui Torah. So we find that by Torah, but not by other mitzvahs, where there's only a Chiyuv Gavra. By other mitzvahs, sof, it was Yisachar who did the mitzvah, not Zvulun, so Zvulun can't get credit for the mitzvah. But here the Torah is Misrabah, they Zvulun, so he gets Schar for the mitzvahs as if he had learned. Because the Ikar of Torah is not just the Chiyuv Gavra to learn, but the Torah should be learned. So Zvulun gets that. In the Mishnah in Tainus, Chavav Amid Beis, it says, V'hayu Yomim Tovim Yisrael, K'chamisha Asar B'Avin, like Yom Kippur. The greatest days were the 15th of Avin, Yom Kippur. Mar says, I understand Yom Kippur, because the Slichin Mechila, the Luchas Achronos were given. But why Tisha, why Tu B'Av? Why is Tu B'Av so chashuv? Mar says, because it was the day they stopped cutting the wood for the Ma'arocha and the Mizbeach. Mugu Yosef says, since they finished the mitzvah, there was Simcha Gedola. Was the Simcha finishing the mitzvah of Krisis Eitz and the Ma'arocha. There's a famous Rabbeinu Gershom or a Golem Bava Basra. He writes that they were Asukim Lichros Atzei Ma'arocha Hayu Mispatlim B'Talmud Torah. Avaliyosom Pasku Vasu Yontif Shemikan Ve'elach Hayu Oskim B'Torah. They were cutting down the Atzei Ma'arocha. They were misbatal from their learning. But now that they stopped, they made it a Yontif because now they can sit and learn. They can shtayg. They finished their mitzvah and now they can sit and learn. So you see that the Koros Eitzim La'arocha weren't stamped people, Tamidei Chachamim, who had to stop their learning to cut down the trees. And now they can get back to their learning. So we can say that the grace of Simcha based on Reb Chaim is not just that now they can go back and do their chiyuv, but now there's going to be more Torah in Klal Yisrael. It's going to be more Torah because now the Talmid Chacham are back to their learning. So it's not just a Simcha for them, their own personal Simcha. It's a Simcha for Gan's Klal Yisrael. Because now there's more Torah in Yisrael. So we have two drachim in the Schar of Zvulun. One is that Zvulun is toiling, and that's how he gets the Schar. And number two, since through Zvulun Yisachar can learn more, there's more Torah in Klal Yisrael, and that's why Zvulun's getting his Schar. In Bereishis Rabba, the end of Os Ayin Beis, Simen Ayin Beis, Os Hey, on the Pasuk, Samach Zulun B'Tzeisecha, Yisachar Bo'alecha, Samach Zulun B'Tzeisecha, Mashi Yisachar Bo'alecha. Zvulun will be happy when he goes out from the fact that Yisachar is in his tents. For Yei Shomer, another Pshat in the Pasuk says the Medrash, Yei Schar Bo'alei Zvulun. It's not only that Yisachar is Ba'ol, there's also Schar in the Ol of Zvulun. So Lechora, these two drachim have a different understanding of why Zvulun is getting his Schar. Because according to the first Derech, that Samach Zvulun B'Tzeisecha, Mashi Yisachar Ba'olecha, we can tell like Reb Chaim, and now Torah is being learned, so Zvulun is really happy that Yisachar is learning Torah in his tent. According to the second Pshat, V'yei Shom, V'yei Schar Ba'olei Zvulun, means Zvulun himself did the learning. Why? Because he did the Agiyah. Since he did the Agiyah, so he gets the learning itself. It's not just that Torah is Misrab al Yada. That's Yisachar Bo'alecha. Now there's more Torah through Yisachar. No, since he did the Amel, since Zvulun did the Amel, maybe the Pshat is that he mitzad atzmo is Mistaker. He himself is getting the Schar. Because since he's feeding Yisachar, it's like he himself, he works for that, he toils in that. It's like he toiled in Torah. It's part of the Amelus B'Torah. The Mefarshim right in the Olam HaEmes, Zvulun's going to know all the Torah of Yisachar. Nazari knew all the Torah of Shimon. Anybody who's Tomech Torah better be Tomech good guys. get on a high level, you get the top learners, get the tzaddikim, the mekubalim, you get their learning. Look in the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, Chelek Alasim Nevov, Chafetz Chaim, Shem Olam, Chelek Beis, Perek Vov, all this farm. In the Emes Liankiv here, he asks, how's Zvulun going to know the Torah that Yisachar learned? He wasn't Yogeya. And he answers that he was Mefarnes Yisachar, that's part of the Yigiyah. Like the Gemara Menachas, Avimi, he goes to his Talmud Rav Chisda. It's Yigiyah, you get it yourself. You get the learning yourself. So that's super gavaldic. We should all be Zocha, Lilmo, Dulalamid, Lishma, Velasis. We should be Milom de Atar, Mitomche Atar. We get our schar in this world, the next world, Amen, Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.